Hi.
Hello, Beth. So tell me, what is Biting Lemons?
Biting Lemons is a really exciting new podcast that I'm hosting with a small, beautiful team of human beings, where we really want to create an intimate and special space where humans can share a bath together, share a bath with me, and really just share what it means to be human for them, sharing about their experiences, things that they've gone through, things that inspire them or have challenged them. I think Biting Lemons is a podcast that is unafraid to ask difficult questions. There's so many aspects of being human that I think that, especially in the Western world, in my experience, that we're embarrassed to share, or we don't know how to share, or we fear judgment, we fear being cancelled and being boxed, being misunderstood. And I think I want to just create a safe space to say, can we actually change our judgment into curiosity? Could we get to know more of the reality of what each of us go through? Can we look at the similarities between us? And I want to do that here in a bathtub.
That was my next question. We are sitting in a bath right now.
Yeah.
Why a bathtub?
When I first had the vision for Biting Lemons, which was 7 years ago, I have to admit, it wasn't in a bathtub. It was just creating an intimate space. But over the years, in my own sessions with clients that I've been working with, sometimes I've got in a bathtub with them to help create this mutuality, to create something warm and intimate and cozy, to really help some of the stories to come out. As soon as you get in a bath with someone, you're literally just two people in a bath. We're just here in the hot water together. There is something very grounding about the warm water, very cleansing about being in a bath, very vulnerable as well to share a bath with someone. So there was all those elements that I just felt really worked for the kind of podcast and the kind of experience that I wanted to create with people.
Who is the bathtub for? Who is the podcast for?
That's such a good question. And I notice my heartbeat raises a little bit as you ask that question, because there's two very different types of people that I want to get in the bathtub. The easy answer, the one that flows instantly, is the kind of sweet side of Biting Lemons. The people that really just encourage me, people that inspire me, people that I look at their story or I hear something about them and I think, wow, that encourages me to be more than, you know, it encourages me to get up and do life. So I really want those people in the bath because I think we can learn from them. And I think that we can be inspired collectively by these people. But I also really want to get people in the bath that potentially I might judge, or I might find uncomfortable, or I might disagree with. I might not really understand them myself, or certainly I might know that the societal opinion of that person might have been harshly judged and misunderstood, or at least not understood. I think I want to be able to get the bitter side of Biting Lemons in the bath as well, the more uncomfortable side. Genuinely, because I believe that actually to cancel someone on one thing that they've done, or one part of them, or one thing that we're seeing but not the whole picture, isn't okay. I really want viewers, listeners, people that engage with this podcast to be impacted by it. So I'm wanting people who are hungry to grow as humans, people who want to consciously evolve as humans, people that are wanting to live in a better, kinder, more connected world.
When did you first have the idea for Biting Lemons, and where did the vision come from?
It came initially after a deep breathwork experience on a tantra weekend away, where you and I were learning about tantra and breathwork and ways to connect into the body and into each other. I had this really vivid download that just came to me about Biting Lemons. But over the years, I've met one obstacle after another. The main one being my own fear of showing up online, my own fear of being judged by people, my own fear of being cancelled, I guess, and just put in a box I don't want to live in. And I guess I've avoided a lot of online life over my life because I personally find it quite exhausting. and triggering, so I just don't really go there. But more than that, there's something in my body that tells me this podcast needs to come to life. There's something in my womb that just goes, this is it, you need to do this. And so I've kept on just coming back to it and coming back to it. We've started by building studios before that we've had to pack up because our landlord has handed us notice. We've got people on board and then we've had to quit them because we can't really afford to pay for anyone. So I guess why now? I've just turned 48 a couple of weeks ago. I'm menopausal, very much so, in the throes of, I don't care anymore. I don't care if people cancel me. I don't care if people judge me. I have a knowing in my body that this needs to come to life and I just want to have fun, experiment, and I want to bring meaning to the things I do. And I care about how this world is growing and developing, and I want to be someone that takes a place at the table of change, even if it's just one or two people that may change the way they respond to someone or something. That's great. That's enough.
For someone that's just found the Biting Lemons podcast, why should they listen to season one?
Honestly, I think that listening to season one is all about saying yes to wanting positive change in their life and in their environment and in the world that they live. And for them to be inspired and challenged because they want to take their place at the table and help us shape Biting Lemons, because Biting Lemons is going to grow into a community of people. I want the community of listeners and viewers to take a voice and to help shape the kinds of conversations that we're having in the bath. So if they're listening in to season one, they're going to be able to get in right from the beginning to be part of the shaper.
10 years from now, how do you see Biting Lemons evolving? What will it become?
I mean, I am a massive visionary kind of person. Some people may think I'm deluded. Sometimes I think I might be myself. But if I'm really honest, in 10 years' time, I would love Biting Lemons to be a movement, a community of people that say yes to life, that say yes to taking action. They are change makers. They are inspiring people who get up each day and face life and do life together, wanting more joy, more pleasure, less trauma, less pain, more connection, more touch, more adventure, more support for each other, less judgment. And it's a community of people that share time, space, you know, physical stuff as well as the stuff online. I can imagine all different ways to do that, but I'm a bit nervous, I think, to even answer that in full.
Thank you for listening to this Biting Lemons episode. Join our newsletter and watch this project grow from the ground up. You can also find us on socials at Biting Lemons, or you can reach out to us on email and share just how our stories are impacting you. From all of us here at Biting Lemons, much love, and thank you for being here, part of the journey.